Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Let me ask you this. Are you on TikTok? Are you fully versed in the latest Taylor Swift story? Well, do you follow fashion trends and get praise from your friends for being for your knowledge of pop culture and being up to date with everything in your sphere? Well, if the answer to these questions is no, then there might be something to do with your age, because a recent survey conducted in the US, which I think is absolute drivel, to be brutally honest with you, but you can see how this you can see how this pans out. You make your own mind up on this survey. But a recent survey conducted in the US has found that the average age people start to feel uncool is 39. 2,000 people have been surveyed. Two-thirds of those people surveyed believe coolness could be recovered. But is that really possible? To talk to us in more detail, wait to hear this, is one of the best psychologists that we know, behavioural psychologist, and now 39-year-old, Porrick Walsh. Porrick, are you cool or uncool?
This is the very uncool and very 39 years of age, Cormac. And I'm totally with you on this. This is drivel. One of the things they say is that at 39, they feel that's the average age that you become uncool. But my thesis on this one is that actually 39 is the age that self-acceptance trumps social approval and that need to be trendy, and that things like groundedness just trump that peer pressure. So I'm going to argue for all those 39 plus years of age, actually, that the secret is, you know, we've got this nail.
Well, I think that's what you're trying to tell yourself here. Let's go through some of the things in the survey. There is one kicker, right? The line in the survey that got to me is, the survey asked respondents to rate themselves on how up-to-date or cool they feel. Now, that's a killer. It's not somebody else judging. It's how you feel about yourself. And that puts a different spin on it, really. If I was to ask myself if I feel cool or uncool, I can tell you one thing. The answer is definitely uncool. But, you know, Porrick, I don't care. And maybe that makes me cool.
And I think that's the reflection here. I think one of the aspects of this is to not mix up being on trend with being cool. You know, that at the age of 39 plus, there's certainly a much more groundedness that comes with that. And bear in mind as well, as your life gets busier into your 30s, 40s, 50s, you have less time to devote to staying on trend. And there's also the primacy effect, Cormac. Like, if I were to say to you, can you remember all of the USA 94 squad numbers from 1 to 22, like every other 39-year-old guy? You probably can. But
Kobe Jones,
to name
9. Yeah, Alexi Lalas, yeah. 4.
Exactly. You think about you. I was in Marley Park a few weeks ago and Pearl Jam were playing, and it was full of 40 and 50 year old people saying word for word the lyrics of every single song. So that primacy effect, yeah, of the first lyrics you learn, the first movie you watch and the quotes from that, the first team that you follow, really impacts your ability to stay on trend. So those remain important to us. But as time goes by, there's just an excess of information for us to cognitively land on top of that. And then at a certain point, we just don't care. You know,
knowledge, so in this survey, knowledge of celebrities was the second most common thing for people to lose track of. One in three say they lost a grip on who's who. Well, who cares, says I. Another one is 6 in 10 Americans feel similarly in when it comes to social media. 58% lost track. Movies, 55%, they lost track on what's up to date. The latest tech, 49%, they didn't know what was the latest. It's amazing. Wait to hear this. 72% felt they lost the latest trends in the world of food. Does that kind of chime with you in any way?
They feel in touch. And look, there is a period of your life where being on trend, where having that social approval is pretty central to, you know, things that you're talking about with your peers, that you're doing. It has social currency. knowing the movies, the music that nobody else knows about or that you share and connect with other people about really holds social currency. But as you get older, there's so many other things that you, I suppose, tie your values to that become more important. And there's this less emphasis on these trends. And you tend to, we find in the research is that people tend to try and follow more meaningful pursuits as we get older. And they're less concerned with that external validation. Whether we want to pursue those meaningful pursuits or not is another thing.
I could sum this conversation up in one line. Middle-aged man tells other middle-aged man it's okay that they're not cool. There you go. Porrick Bulge, behavioural psychologist and cool dude. Thank you very much indeed.